Well, we can start off with my time as a student at Glasgow. I mean, I suppose the first thing to say was it was a very particular choice I made in going to Glasgow, because I grew up near Aberdeen in a very rural community, and a very strong tradition of going to Aberdeen University. That's what you were supposed to do. And if you were really, a bit radical, you might go to Edinburgh. But Glasgow was thought of as being, really scary and industrial and unattractive, and why would you want to go there? And I went there, I think probably mostly because the person who taught me English at school was a Glasgow graduate and had enthused us all about a theatre in Glasgow, the Citizens Theatre. And we used to go on bus trips, I mean, ridiculous when you think of it, we'd get home at 2 in the morning or something, and go and see what was actually extremely interesting and quite avant-garde theatre in Glasgow. So I had a sort of sense that it was a city where interesting things happened that were quite unlike what I'd seen in Aberdeen. I went off initially to do a degree, I thought, in English and philosophy. And so in my first year, as well as doing English and philosophy, I did drama. And I found the English department extremely disengaged, uninteresting, unenthusiastic. And the drama department was a new department full of lots of people who'd come quite recently, and they were just incredibly interested and passionate about what they taught and what we were all learning. So at the end of the first year, I thought I would stop doing English and I would carry on doing drama. So I actually did a degree in drama and philosophy, which was a very unusual combination. I don't think anyone had ever done it before. But I found it really interesting because it was a mixture of some practice-based, but mostly kind of theatre history, quite theoretical. I did film as part of that because film was just beginning to develop as a discipline within drama departments at that point. So, lots of kind of exciting continental thought, and a lot of French theory and so on as well. At the same time as doing philosophy, which was mostly analytic philosophy, although it was a very unusual combination, I think it was intellectually quite coherent and opened lots of possible doors for the future.